Outside the Capitol Records studio, five young band members are feeling pretty emotional.
Excited, nervous.
After all, recording at Capitol Studio B doesn't happen every day.
Just living the dream.
Grateful.
Can I do like a sound for emotion? Just like, ah!
These are members of a group called Primero Sueño, First Dream. The band takes its name from the most important work written by Mexico's renowned 17th century poet, Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz. It was founded at CalArts by bassist singer Estrella Arias last September at the suggestion of bandmate and singer Elsa Lund.
When I first listened to the song that Estrella wrote over the summer, I thought it was so beautiful, and I thought it sounded like the sound of like a group that I would also like to write for.
I was mostly playing jazz a lot last year, and then over the summer I started writing songs with the instruments that I've played all my life.
That's bassist and singer Estrella Arias. Her instrument is called Leona, a small four-string bass played in the traditional folk style of Veracruz and known as Son Jarocho.
One way or another, I identify with this music because it's the earliest memory of music that I've had.
Arias moved from San Miguel de Allende to L.A. in 2015 to attend CalArts and enrolled in the jazz program. When Arias and Lund put together the core members of Primero Sueño, they decided to invite other female musicians.
This group is such a great opportunity just to experiment and hear what these instruments sound like with each other, and that's one of the greatest things about this group.
Mandolinist Vera Weber heard him perform and was immediately attracted to their unique sound. It's based on the contrast created by mixing classical and traditional instruments.
There's a huge world music environment. It's a big part of the CalArts.
Violinist Rachel Iba says the band creates exciting new sounds by exploring the intersections of music traditions from different cultures.
We all come to the group with different experience, both of music from our own cultures and things we've studied at CalArts.
Primero Sueño is now in Studio B, recording the main track for the song Canto. Arias says the rhythms of Canto are based on Son Jarocho and the lyrics have a message of empowerment.
Canto is about using music as a way to cleanse your emotional sorrows, your emotional pains, whatever you are holding on to. It's saying, like, you know, let this singing wash away your sorrows.
When you hear the music, you'll understand. It just sounds great. It's beautiful songwriting, wonderful arranging. They're all really strong individually, but it's a real band.
David Royston, director of the jazz program at CalArts, says that's the reason why Primero Sueño was selected to record this year at Capitol.
I have ideas for this group, so I can't talk about that right now, but I definitely see a lot in their future.
That's Rosie Saxton. She teaches flute and piano at CalArts. She says she's become a big fan and supporter of this group of female CalArts students and the music they make together.